Hey, Jose, Olivares, boss. I have a couple of questions for you. What is computer science to you?
So to me, computer science is being able to use computational thinking and the power of computing to create different things and to help me create different projects based on my own interest. I'm more like I come from like an artist, an art background. So the way that I use computer science is to help me develop my projects in a way that makes them interactive, makes them visually interesting, and also allows for me to connect with other people.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Second question, how has computer science affected your life?
Greatly, because I work with Computer Science for All with the Department of Education. So computer science is something that is present every day in my life, and Computer Science for All is an initiative by the NYC Department of Education, and I see computer science everywhere that we go in many different forms, not just on students learning programming languages, but, you know, using computer science skills like computational thinking and other processes to better inform the work they do.
I get where you're coming from. Third question, what do you feel are some of the challenges associated with computer science?
So computer science, to be honest, it's not something that I pursued in college or high school. I thought it was only for a select few, the way that computer science was sold to me. So I didn't have that much interest. Once I saw other people using computer science in a way that connected with art and music and, you know, more on a visual end, that's when it clicked with me. So I feel that the computer science right now feels like you either have to be already in to be able to do computer science, or you have to be really good at math, or you have to be, you know, all these different stereotypes to do computer science. And I think that's one of the main challenges, is that not all students can get that experience of what computer science is and then make a decision whether it's right for them or not. I didn't have that experience, so I didn't do any CS until I went to grad school.
So you can say that there's like a type of stigma around computer science for children.
And, you know, I would like to think of computer science the same way I think of other subject areas, where, you know, there's all these different people that get exposed to it, and then they decide whether they want to be a writer or a mathematician or, you know, an athlete or an artist or whatever you have, but at least being exposed and understanding that I know how computers work, I know that they're like algorithms that dictate my life, just having that knowledge is like essential for like a 21st century person.
Yeah, it makes you better, well-rounded, and it suits you in the world that you live in.
Yeah.
Fourth question, how would you get somebody who doesn't know much about computer science to become enthusiastic as you are about it?
That's a good question. So that's something that we tackle every year with Computer Science for All. We not only write the curriculum that is the computer science curriculum be taught at the schools, we also train teachers. So for us, a way to get them into what we're doing, not all teachers that we train have a CS background. Some of them were just, their principal sent them, and they're like, you're teaching computer science now. And they're like, I don't even know how to download a file on my browser. So to get them like very into it, we just we try as much as we can make computer science like relatable to them. Not as like, oh, this is like a completely new alien subject area, but you've been teaching science. You've been teaching all these different subjects. Computer science has the same, some of the same principles that you will see in other subject areas. So that's one way to get them excited. We also do a lot of like unplugged activities. We try to be very visual, and we try to overall make it worthwhile for them, so they're not afraid of computer science, and then they can go into the classroom and, you know, start teaching, and then their students start learning more than them, and then the students end up teaching the teacher, and it becomes like a really funny dynamic. But that's one way to get them excited.
Yeah, I can see how that works. You kind of like make it interesting for them so that they can receive all the information and deviate out to their students and basically the next generation. Give it in a way that's teachable so that they can teach it to the next generation who eventually will teach. And
right.
Keep teaching, at least make it fun and
yes.
worth their while.
I mean, that's our hope. You, Emmanuel, you were one of our students from the program, so you saw that in action.
Yeah, I've seen that in action. It's changed my life a lot. I've thought of it in different ways. Some of the stigmas that I've gotten have just begun detached, and I'm able to go out in the world and basically say, hey, that's not how it is to other people just like me. I'm in college, and there's people taking CS classes, but I can tell them, hey, it's not as hard as it looks, or it's not as tricky, it's rather simple, it's rather fun, it's something that you can get involved in, or even if you're not going to get involved with, something that you can use in your everyday life for just this one
mm-hmm.
task to make your life
yep.
a little smoother and better.
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you for
yeah.
your time today.
No problem. Thank you, Emmanuel.